This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We don't know if our water and our ground is safe. And I have a neighbor who's debating whether or not she is going to plant tomatoes. Something so, geez Louise, isn't that a simple request?
We start this edition of the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio in Bucks County, where residents in Upper Makefield have been dealing with the fallout from a fuel pipeline leak. KYW's Tim Jimenez covered this story this week. He joins us now. And Tim, give us the background here. This goes way beyond just this week. This is not a new problem, correct?
Let's go back, Matt, to the last day of January. Energy Transfer, which is the parent company of Sunoco, notified Upper Makefield and county emergency management officials that fuel leaked from a 14-inch pipeline and that six private wells were contaminated. Now, this is a pipeline that flows with jet fuel, gasoline, and diesel. Crews were able to plug the leak, and the company promised to clean up the mess, working with state environmental officials to test the groundwater to make sure the pipeline was safe. And the company says they inspected the line and didn't find any other leaks. But Upper Makefield officials and residents in the Mount Air section of town, this is the portion of town that was really affected by all this, expressed serious concerns about this situation. They say they've actually been smelling fuel here since September 2023. They haven't been happy with the company's response. They're worried about the long-term effects of their health and the environment. Liz Cook, she's one of the neighbors we talked to. She was walking her dog when we caught up with her.
It isn't just the water. It's our whole environment. And sitting here and dealing with this makes me sad, and it does make me angry. I'm a gardener. I love to be in my yard, right? We have people who are terrified to grow anything now because of what is the impact to the soil.
Do we know about how many people, families, households were affected here?
We weren't given an exact number, Matt, but safe to say hundreds of residents, and many of them in this Mount Air neighborhood, which has spaced out single homes. Now, the state ordered Energy Transfer to distribute bottled water to these affected residents. Liz Cook says that's helpful, but not sustainable, and many are worried about being here in the long term.
We have people who are debating whether or not they should spend money on their houses, because what is their house worth at this point? We have neighbors who are scared that they're sick. All of this. None of us expected that.
The DEP says they conducted hundreds of tests of the groundwater. Energy Transfer has helped with the installation of water treatment systems at least 42 homes, and the plan, Matt, is to get out to at least 100 more homes and install those systems.
Dig into the work that's being done this week. You talk about those water treatment systems. Are we completely replacing these wells?
So we're talking about a recovery well installation. So crews went over to Spencer Road. They took over this property in the neighborhood in front of a now vacant house, and they drilled deep into the ground. Now, how recovery wells work is they're going to collect groundwater in these wells, and then what crews are going to do, they're going to essentially vacuum up the contaminants. So again, we're talking about jet fuel. We're talking about the gasoline and the diesel that may have contaminated the groundwater here. So they're going to try to clean that up this way using these recovery wells.
And I think I know the answer to this, given the woman you spoke to earlier, but it doesn't sound like folks in the neighborhood are convinced that this work will fix the problem.
Yeah, Matt, those we talked to are okay with this all happening. You know, they're glad something's being done. They were friendly to the workers here. But they're going back to the idea that something could have been done a long time ago. If they were smelling fuel, again, we're talking about September 2023. If they were smelling fuel at that time, why only were they hearing about this now? Were there other leaks? You know, they have those questions. Energy Transfer, though, only reporting the leak took place at the end of January.
Past the work being done, the recovery well, are there still more shoes that could drop here?
Well, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office is looking into this leak. There has been a criminal investigation that has been opened up just to see, you know, what happened here. Officials as well, including Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, they're seeking answers from Energy Transfer about this incident, the safety of the pipeline. Energy Transfer, Matt, has maintained that it'll continue to work with environmental officials and the residents to make sure that their water is safe.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. That's KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us. And we are just getting started on The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Don't go anywhere. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.